Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Many aspects of yawning remain a scientific mystery, but Elizabeth Cerulli, assistant professor of medicine at Duke University, is learning a great deal about why yawns are contagious.
Humans have contagious yawns in response to hearing, seeing, or thinking about yawning. This is different from spontaneous yawning, which occurs when someone is bored or tired. Why certain individuals are more susceptible to contagious yawning remains poorly understood. Interestingly, people with autism or schizophrenia, both of which involve impaired social skills, demonstrate less contagious yawning despite having spontaneous yawns. While previous work has suggested a connection between contagious yawning and empathy, we have completed a study showing that contagious yawning may decrease with age and is not strongly related to variables like empathy, tiredness, or energy levels. We recruited 328 healthy volunteers who completed cognitive testing and a lengthy questionnaire. The participants then watched a 3-minute video of people yawning and recorded the number of times they yawned while watching it. We found that participants yawned between 0 and 15 times during the video. When people were tested multiple times, their yawn response remained fairly stable. In contrast to previous studies, we did not find a strong connection between contagious yawning and empathy, tiredness, intelligence, or time of day. Instead, we found that as age increased, participants were less likely to yawn. However, the vast majority of the variation in the contagious yawn response remained unexplained, suggesting that genetic variants may play a role. We are now beginning genetic studies of this trait. It is possible that if we find a genetic variant that makes people less likely to have contagious yawns, we might see that variant or variants in the same gene also associated with schizophrenia or autism. Even if no association with the disease is found, a better understanding of the biology behind contagious yawning can inform us about the pathways involved in these conditions.
That was Elizabeth Cerulli of Duke University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.